Mustache Military, Israeli Soldiers Adopt Inglorious Bastards Facial Hair for War. By Joel B. Polak on October 29, 2023. Soldiers in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, are joining a new trend as they wait to join the fight against Hamas, mustaches. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Laura Ben David, at Laura Ben David. Many soldiers are posing for photos in their new facial hair. Others are posting videos to social media that show an entire platoon wearing mustaches. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by LIORLEV, at insta.lior. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Ynet, at YnetGram. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Noam Chirili, at Noam underscore Chirili. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Daniel Peretz, at Danielle Peretz 9. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by, at push.eel190875 underscore tal underscore Levi 507680. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Noam Chirili, at Noam underscore Chirili. Some, especially religious men, already have beards, which are allowed in the IDF. Women, obviously, go without. But the trend is notable, and it has allowed Israelis to find some humor in otherwise deeply serious circumstances. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by, at Alex underscore Schultz. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by, at me underscore Israel. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Israel No Brazil, at Israeline Brazil. The trend is based on the Brad Pitt character in the Quentin Tarantino film Inglourious Basterds, which is a 2009 movie about a fictional Jewish-American unit in the U.S. Army in World War II that takes revenge against Nazis and assassinates Adolf Hitler. It helps that Tarantino lives in Israel and has been supportive of the IDF as it responds to the brutal Hamas terror attack of October 7. There is another historical resonance. The mustache harkens to the Yom Kippur War in 1973, when Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack on Israel on the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. That year, Yom Kippur fell on October 6, meaning that Hamas attacked almost exactly 50 years later. In that war, Israel suffered heavy losses for the first few days, but ultimately won. The IDF soldiers clearly hope to repeat that pattern, turning the initial shock of 1,200 murders into a comprehensive win over Hamas. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.